It's 12:53.
Just calmly getting ready. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. You might think that the gun community is, dare I say, up in arms about a possible assault weapons ban. But cruising the internet, they seem to be taking it pretty calmly and just preparing for it.
Today's video, we thought that we would explore the idea of if you had to buy five guns to prepare for a potential assault weapons ban.
And they've known for a long time which guns are in the bullseye. The AR-15, of course.
This is going to be the number one gun that they'll be coming for,
because it looks evil.
But no need to panic, because you can just buy the core part of the gun, the lower receiver, as it's called, which is maybe $150, as many as you want, and just add the other parts later.
Now, see, this is what is considered the gun, is the lower receiver. Now, under an assault weapons ban, if you got 10 of these laying around, all you have to do is buy the uppers, and everything else is the same. You still got your classical stock. That receiver is grandfathered in such case, because it was purchased before the assault weapons ban.
And you definitely want to stock up on the high-capacity magazines.
You can, these magazines are P-Mags. They sell for like $15. When the ban comes back, you can sell these for $100 a piece. But
right.
You need to stock up not only on guns, you need to stock up on the accessories as well.
I have to say, they don't sound a bit worried. So there you have it. Whether there's an assault weapons ban or not, it sounds like there will still be ways to maintain an arsenal and even make a little extra money on the side. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
Dave.